Well, thank you. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to the call. I'd like to turn it over to our host this morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. This is Tiffany Lauderdale by way of Inglewood, California, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings here on the Master's Call on this Monday, January the 16th, 2012, where Ms. Benita has said that this is a Make It Happen Miracle Monday. And we are celebrating Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday. What a great and powerful man of God who made it happen. A lot of things that he spoke, they became manifest in the world, and they are still becoming manifest. So I thank God, and we celebrate his life. We celebrate the victories in his life, and we celebrate each of you who have got up on this holiday and called into the Master's Call. Because, see, here on the Master's Call, it is all about the Master, totally about Jesus, all about him. And I just thank God for what he's doing. I thank him for the miracles that he is still working in our lives and in the lives of those around us. So once again, welcome to the Master's Call. And the Master's Call started back on October the 25th, 2010, by our founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts from Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon from Dallas, Texas. They are the founders of this call, and I do thank God every day that I'm able to call into this call for their yes, because if they did not say yes to what the Master asked them to do, this call would not be in existence. So I praise God for the mighty women of God who started this call. And when they started the call, not only did he give them a name for the call, the Master's Call, but he gave them a scripture. And that scripture can be found in your Bible in Psalm 88:13. And that scripture reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." See, when we get up in the morning, before we get on the phone, before we call anybody, we need to call on the name of Jesus, because, see, there's power in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. There's comfort and deliverance and prosperity in the name of Jesus. So that's why we get here every day on the Master's Call. And see, the mission statement that the Lord put in their spirits was that when you call into this, the Master's Call, that your lives will be enriched, enhanced, and empowered as you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ as you begin your day. See, we want to begin our day with positive thinking, not negative thinking, but when we set our mind on Christ, it just makes our day so awesome. So we celebrate the Master on this line this morning. We celebrate, once again, each of you. And see, if you missed any of the calls from October the 25th of 2010 up to now, then I invite you to use our website, which is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Once again, themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And all of our messages have been archived on our website. And if you're interested in being a prayer intercessor, a greeter, if you want to just send out a word of encouragement, we are right now in the 12th day of our fast, and I hope all of you guys out there are still staying away from the meat and staying away from those sweets and fasting and just allowing God to do new things, because as you're doing this and as you connect and you're trying to get closer to God, he will reveal some things to you during this time. And I am so excited, because it's not just one of us that's doing it. We're doing this as a community, and I'm just excited about the things that God is doing. He is moving in a mighty, mighty way. So if you're interested in getting information on the fast and directives and what we're doing and how we're doing it, then send us an email to themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, and we will definitely respond to you. See, the thread that brought us all together here on the Master's Call is a wonderful, wonderful health and wellness company that is changing lives with its products all around the world, changing lives mentally, physically, and spiritually, and financially. Artists International started over 20 years ago by the Diaz de Leon family back in Mexico. And I thank God also for their yes, because we are able to tap into the vision that God has given them. And so many of us have been healed of things that we have been going through for years, but because we are products of the product, our lives are being changed. Our lives are being blessed. And I just thank God for Artists International. Remember, Extravaganza is coming up March 9th, 10th, and 11th. All roads lead to Las Vegas, Nevada. If you have not got your ticket, then I suggest you get it because the price is going to be going up. Make sure you check your back office. Make sure you call the customer service number. And make sure that you, if you are not an artist distributor on this line this morning, that you call the person who invited you to this call and ask them what Artists International is about and how you can be a part of a wonderful, phenomenal company. At this time, I'm going to ask Sister Tammy if she would come to the line this morning and open us up in a word of prayer. Sister Tammy, are you out there this morning?
Yes, good morning. Tiffany, I'm here. Can you hear me?
If you could just speak up just a little bit louder.
Okay, is that better?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Good morning to everyone on the call. Let us go before the throne. Heavenly Father, we boldly come before your throne this morning, saying thank you, first of all, for all you've done in our lives. We thank you for Drs. Vanessa and P.K. Roberts, the founders of this call, as well as Artists International and all those associated with the company. Lord, we bind the hand of the enemy that no interference will prevent the word you have ordained to go forward on the DMC call today. Lord, bless the speaker this morning, that they will give the word as you have instructed. Let it be received and do the work it is destined to do. We thank you for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and his vision. Lord, give us the strength to continue the fight toward the high mark. Lord, bless everyone on the call this morning and those who will be listening to the call at a later time. We ask these blessings and all others in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Back to you, Sister Tiffany.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Tammy, for coming on the line and opening us up in prayer this morning. That is a new voice. That is one of our new prayer intercessors, and we thank God for you. God bless you. At this time, it is time to bring forth the speaker for this morning. Of course, she is no stranger to this call. She is one of the founders of the Master's Call, and I thank God for her dedication and her yes, as always. And she is just a powerful prophetic pastor, teacher, mentor. She hails from Prairie View, Texas. She ministers the practical and prophetic word of God. She strives to equip us that our lives will reflect excellent and will reflect the Lord Jesus Christ. She is a pastor, and she is an anointed vessel, and she's the appointed speaker for this morning. So it is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to bring to you this morning none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon at this time. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Go ahead.
Great. Good morning, good morning, good morning to all of our Master's Call family. Blessed Martin Luther King Day to each and every one of you. As Tiffany had mentioned, this is the 12th day, the governmental day of our fast, as our body, our mind, and our spirit, I trust, is lining up with what God is wanting to do in us and through us in this season. Just so excited, humbled, and honored by so many of you all on the call on a holiday when you didn't have to get up. You chose to press, to push forward for purpose. I was going to talk this morning about practicing the presence of God, but I want to make sure that I acknowledge what today is, and I'm going to try to incorporate a little bit of both because this is a very, very special day. A lot of people fought and sacrificed hard to celebrate a man and a mission and a mandate. So I'm going to begin talking as we are in, again, the 12th day of our time of prayer and fasting, a message entitled God's Master Plan of Faith. God's Master Plan of Faith. You know, I've said over the time that I've been teaching God Dropped in My Spirit, the DBA of faith, the dream big, believe big, and achieve big. And our DBA, our declaration, our acclamation is, by faith, I will make it happen. By faith. Faith is confident expectation, knowing that we serve a living Savior, a living God. And on this time and in this season, in this 2012, we're allowing God to establish the order, the government in our lives. We're excited. Sometimes it doesn't feel good, but with the shifting and the aligning that he's doing in our lives. So today, I'm going to talk briefly about God's master plan of faith. Dream big, believe big, achieve big. Our acclamation, by faith, I will make it happen. Our text for this morning, very, very familiar passage, comes out of the book of Mark. Now, we know that John Mark was Jewish, and he was mainly writing and addressing a Jewish audience. And even when you go to Israel, so blessed to visit Israel back in 98, some things they can tell you are exactly where Jesus walked or what Jesus did, and other things are what they believe. Well, they know exactly where the upper room is, and scholars and historians say that the upper room experience happened in John Mark's mother's house, and just to even visit up in there, John Mark started out early with ambition, with dreams, and went along with Paul early on the missionary journey. And as we all know the stories and the incident of where when they came under attack, when they came under persecution, he threw in his towel and went back home. And that was the documentation of what we call the first church split. When Barnabas wanted to take John Mark the next time on a missionary journey, Paul said no. But we're so excited that later on in the scriptures over in 1 Timothy, he asked for Mark later again. So when we dream big, there are some valleys as well as we climb up to the mountain. And we must walk. We must persevere. I think that's why God dropped into my spirit the theme of in 2012, all is well. So that from the Alpha to the Omega, from January 1st through December 31st, he truly is working it together for our good and his glory, perfecting the things, maturing the things in us, and the dreams to bring it to pass. So in Mark 11, 22 through 24, it reads, "And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God." In the Greek, that is really written as have the God kind of faith. In other words, not our faith that only takes us so far, but the God kind of faith that is full of the authority, the exousia, and the dunamis power. Have faith in God. Verse 23, our affirmation verse as we journey in this time of consecration. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, we're all the whosoever's this morning, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he has said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Long before motivational speakers, dream boards, dream books, and affirmations, God had a declaration that if we believe in our heart, if we open up our mouth, if we proclaim to the heavens the dreams that God has deposited in our hearts, and do not waver, we shall watch it come to pass. There was a man over 70 years ago named Martin Luther King Jr. who did exactly that. So today we officially celebrate the birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And I was so blessed, as I've said many times on this call, to attend Spelman College in Atlanta. And I met Martin Luther King III, which we lovingly through the years call him Marty, my third week, just 17 years old of my freshman year. And we've been friends and grew to know and love the King family. And as a young 17-year-old student, wide-eyed, open to dreams and to believe in all of God's possibilities, we had a mandate to achieve. One good thing about Spelman, we were drilled with the importance to help others. We were taught that we were blessed to be a blessing, first to our fellow Spelman sisters, our community, and to the world. In other words, we owe is what you hear my dean saying so many times, even as an adult woman now, and even as the Word of God, the natural part of putting your hands to the plow. Being in Atlanta, we were exposed to the King Center and its rich history and heritage and the legacy we should be establishing in our lives. And some of you have told me how you traveled to Washington with the celebration of the only one who's not been a president on monument. His monument stands because he had a dream. This morning, you can dream big, you can believe big, and with God's help, you will achieve big. So many lives have been blessed and changed by the many public and even the more private sacrifices that Dr. King made with his family, with his church family, with his community. He did this to walk out his DBA that later affected the nation and the world. So today, as the nation reflects back and honors his memory, this morning we honor the God in this man. I always tell people, people call him a civil rights leader, but this is the master's call. We're going to call him what he was. He was a modern-day Moses. He was a prophet set to deliver his people from the captivity of segregation and degradation of his time. He was sent by God to set a people free. Now here comes the most important question of this master's call on this holiday celebration today. The pivotal question, will you, will I stay true and walk out our DBA? Will we dream big? Will we believe big? And will we achieve big? Oh, yes, we can. Within our artist family, many lives are being changed each day because the founders, the Diaz de Leon family, stayed true to their DBA. Each morning, this Master's Call family is diligent to start each call off right by dreaming big, believing big, achieving big, speaking to your spirits that we're here to enrich, enhance, and empower your day. So today, as we honor the dream and the legacy, what does it mean to dream? See, one thing that I learned over the years, and especially being around the King family, Dr. King was a man of great prayer. He practiced the presence of God. He prayed regularly for God to download the strategy, for God to give him the timing, for God to show him who the people were that he was to bring into the different movements, the timing, the place. And he believed and knew and could hear the voice of God and obeyed. So let's talk about dreams. Everyone on this line, God has given you a dream. He's shown you a vision. He's spoken to your spirit. And it's up to us to be his glory carriers, especially this 2012, where the government of God is being established in our individual lives and corporately in the land, that we're going to do our part. We're going to fulfill our dream, our assignment, our mission and our mandate for this season. So let's go through what dream means to us this morning, remembering that it all starts first with prayer, first with practicing prayer. See, our utmost example is Jesus Christ, who always said, I only do what I see my Father do. Well, how, when did he see it? In times of prayer, in going into that secret place and pressing into God's presence. And one thing that I learned so well from evangelist Tim Story years ago, that there are two things that always, always, always evoke the presence of God, and that's prayer and praise. When you open up your mouth and pray, and when I keep saying open up our mouth, you got to tap on heaven and notify all of heaven but also of hell. I'm awake and I know who I am and I know whose I am. And then the stirring up of you telling the heavens, of affirming, of saying the declarations and the decrees of only what God says about you all gets the angels excited. And Hebrews 11 tells us that we all have assigned ministering angels who are waiting to do our bidding in the heavens, but they only hearken, they only obey, they only follow what thus saith the word of God. So as we're stirring up the atmosphere, as we're aligning the heavens, as we're strategically positioning ourselves, we become aligned up so that the dreams, the visions, the purposes of God can flow through our lives. So that's why the enemy fights you so much for having a prayer life. That's why every time you want to pray, you get sleepy every time, because your body has to be disciplined. That's what this fast is all about. Every time you want to pray, the phone decides to ring. Folks who want to talk and visit who never did before, guard your prayer time so that you can hear from Abba Father, so Daddy God can tell you. See, it's great for friends and family and loved ones and mother of the church, pastor and prophet to tell you, but oh, don't you want to get it hot off of the Heavenly Ghost press for yourself? So you always want to speak the word of God and pray, and as you just get in that place of prayer and intercession, you literally can feel the tangible presence of God show up, because he wants to manifest that dream even more than you do. And when you praise God, praise him anyhow. Praise him when you feel like it and praise him when you don't. Close those eyes and lift up those hands and just say, God, I thank you. See, that's a praise. God, I love you. I love when I grew up in my old Baptist church, Mount Corinth here in Hempstead, Texas. Aunt Martha lived to be 106 years old. That's why I tell the prayer warriors, quit worrying about how eloquent you pray. I tell you, Aunt Martha could sit on that second row, and when it was time for prayer, all she would start saying was, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, 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 calling on you, Jesus. I tell you, by that fifth Jesus, Jesus, whatever was in you, you felt something fall off of you. However down you were, you spread your wings and you could see yourself soar, because she knew how to praise his name. Well, I'm going to help somebody this morning. Dare to dream today. D in dream is dare to believe. Defy all odds. Do it anyhow. Be determined, but here's the key, D. Be diligent. If I am to make it to be, it must begin with me. Dare to believe. Defy all odds. Do it anyhow. And be diligent and determined. The R is to reach for the stars and then rise to the occasion. See, Jesus always prayed to get the instructions, then he got off of his knees and went about doing the work of the kingdom. Too many of us want to stay where it's cozy, safe, and warm in the church, but we are the church. Come out of the four walls of the church and be that minister in the marketplace. Remember, all along the journey, we want to rehearse and rejoice, knowing that the perfect practice will manifest the dream. What do you say, Dr. V, that during the process of reaching for the stars and rising to the occasion, you want to keep an attitude of gratitude? So you want to rehearse in your mind. You want to see it already done. See, that's when those dream boards come in. That's when that picture on the refrigerator, because you're doing the Romans 4:17. You're calling those things that be not as though they already are. All this morning, as we celebrate, as we rehearse our dreams, we're dreaming big, believing big, achieving big. Our DBA today is by faith, I will make it happen. That E in dream. We're going to equip ourselves daily for success. How do we do that? Even coming together on this call every morning, you having your quiet individual prayer time with God. The other E is educate yourself. Ooh, four-letter cuss words people hate is read. Read. Open up your mind. Study and meditate on the word of God so that you can soar like the other E. We are eagles. No turkeys hanging out with us. We're not spoiled. We're not chickens. And we will endure like a good soldier. Quitters never win. And winners never quit. We're deciding this morning when we dream that God gave it to me and I'm going to walk it out. The A in dream, act like it's already done. You know, before we get to our wealth, we're going to walk like we got the wealth. Before we even get our health, the word tells you to call yourself already healed, because that's the truth in God's word, and we're going to make the facts line up. So act like it's already done. Practice his presence so that the anointing, the other A of Christ, will show up and show out in your life, and it will attract then the last A, what you want. See, success attracts success. See yourself as successful. Yes, see yourself as healed and whole and full of good health and your family, your legacy, living out the prosperity and the prosperity. Act like it's already done. Practice His presence so that the anointing of Christ shows up with constant prayer and praise. Do not settle for being a big fish in a small pond. Go on and leap into the ocean and expect the possibilities of God to come through your eyes of faith. Oh, dream big, believe big, achieve big. Our DBA today, by faith, I can make it happen. And lastly, that M in our dream is today. Take massive action. Some of y'all have been hearing about this fast and you've been still sitting up on the porch. Jump off the porch. Tell your body you're not running the show. I need some things from God. I need to know how to stay in the Holy of Holies where no flesh glories in His presence. I need to know God like I know that I was built to worship Him and to know His voice for myself. So I'm going to crucify the desires of my flesh. Oh, if I slip and fail, I'm going to remember Psalm 37 that says, though I fall, I shall not be utterly cast down. I'm going to get up, look up, and keep going up to a higher place in God. We're going to take massive action and keep the mind, that other thing, the mind of Christ we've been talking about, knowing that in Christ all things are possible. And as I was taught so well at ORU, expect a miracle. Expect a miracle. So take massive action by seizing every opportunity. See yourself daily on a mission with a mandate to what? As we say every day on this call, to be His minister in the marketplace. So what does that mean? Do all that you can do and trust God to do what you cannot do. When you get the mind of Christ, then your dreams will produce in your life the purpose that God has for you. In other words, when you expect that miracle, that's what dreams are made of. So today, dream big, believe big, achieve big, your DBA, to decree to the heavens, by faith, I will make it happen. In Jesus' name. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Amen, amen, amen. What a mighty, mighty word from the Lord this morning. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for that awesome word. God's master plan of faith, she said, to dream big, believe big, and with God's help, you can achieve big. And our new affirmation for today, by faith, I will make it happen. So anything that you're thinking of, make it happen today. As we said, this is a Make It Happen Miracle Monday, and know that you still could do it by the grace of God. So thank you for that powerful word. If you missed any of the points, then the playback number for this call is 712-432-1085, and the same PIN code 957-677#. I'm going to ask Minister Robin if she would come to the line this morning and go ahead and close this call out in prayer. Minister Robin, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Tiffany?
Loud and clear. Go ahead, my sister.
Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. Excuse me. And we thank you, Lord God, for your word. We thank you because you are a miracle-working God. Lord God, we lift up before you the prayer request of your people. We thank you, Father God, for Shirley, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for Jessica, Father. We thank you for Michael, Lord. We thank you for Joni, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for Regina, for Lois, Father, for Mr. Fletcher, his brother, Father God. Lord, you know their prayer request, Father God. Your word is not going to return void unto you, Lord. Your word has been sent forward, Father, in their life, Lord God, and it's going to accomplish healing. It is going to accomplish peace. It is going to accomplish restoration. It is going to remove any type of hindrance, Father. Lord, you said in your word that when we put you first, Father, when we seek your kingdom, when we seek your way of doing things, all these other things would be added unto us. And because you yourself bore our griefs and you carried our sorrows, and Father, you were a seam smitten. Your son Jesus was afflicted, Father God. He was wounded for their transgressions. He was bruised for their iniquities, and the chastisement of their peace was upon him. So with the stripes that he accepted on his body, they are the healed of the Lord. And Father God, I thank you for your word. I thank you, Lord, that it has gone forward. We rejoice, Lord God, because we know that it is done. All is well in 2012 for your people, in Jesus' name. Amen. And back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much, Minister Robin, for closing us out and filling this call in prayer this morning. To you, Miss Sister Bonita, thank you so much for greeting us and seating us spiritually this morning on the Master's Call. Tammy, thank you for opening us up in a word of prayer this morning. And to you, Dr. Vanessa, thank you so much for that powerful message, God's master plan of faith this morning. And to each of you, the Master Call listeners, we thank you for calling in to this call this morning as we celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King, as he has made it happen on this Monday. We actually have the same opportunity to go out there in the world to be a servant, to be that great minister in the marketplace, to accept and obey the will of God, and to be that person in massive action that will make it happen. So enjoy the rest of your day. Celebrate and share love today, and we will hear you on the call on tomorrow. We love you here on the Master's Call, but remember, God loves you best. Goodbye for now.